Oh, say, can you see
what are you doing, dude?
By the dawn's
early stop.
That our flag was still there.
Now, back to Stein and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that was Carl Lewis-like. Who was it?
Rosé?
Yikes!
That was Guru followed by Fergie.
Oh.
Ooh, Fergie. Yikes.
Ew, Guru.
Well,
yikes.
Hello, I'm not a singer.
Well, then don't sing. You notice when I sing, I hit the right octave.
You know, speaking of,
I'm a better singer than you.
Willard
oh,
goes with.
Say, can you see?
What are you doing, dude?
Bye.
Not bad.
Not good, though.
No.
All right. I don't need to make fun of your singing. What were we going to say?
There's something going on here at the Wood Odyssey that I got to bring to light real quick here.
Okay.
So for the past 2 to 3 years, we get emails of nominations of employees of the month. People that, you know, not even performance, just people that have gone that extra mile for their coworkers. And I say hello to everybody. I open doors. I go out of my way to be nice. And I can't tell you and Evan and the listeners how many times I propped open that email thinking I won. Or one of my comrades voted me employee of the month. Never happened. So now we got something going on where you got to nominate somebody else. And smartass Evan goes, well, how many times have you voted for somebody else? I didn't get a chance to tell him I've been hurt. I've been cut. Because everything that I've given to everybody here didn't get recognized. So I'm not writing anything for anybody. But I just think it's a big crock of you know what that I've never won that award. I deal with you for 6 hours.
You don't just get the award for being nice. You've got to actually produce something.
We you put know. Up numbers.
Stop saying that.
But seriously, Evan, I'm smiling all but the time. Even when I'm going through stuff, nobody knows what you two do. But I just...
Well, it does fit into today because it sounds like you do put up numbers, but the real question is, do you make your teammates better? And
wow.
Apparently the board is saying, not yet.
I'm just walking back. I'm not reading anything. So I'm just blowing past it. But anyway.
There's a lot of them, too.
I know.
Daryl Anthony Harper, is Guru joking? Really? Like, no, I really
you know
mean.
What? He's not, kind of.
No, I'm for real.
I know, and that's one of the issues.
Yeah.
Like, it's if...
I don't want to win it this way anyway. So.
Did you win it at your corporate gig?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, Steiny, stop. 3 or 4 times, Evan, and I didn't try to win it. But my deeds go unrecognized here as far as just being upbeat, bringing people together that I know aren't on the same page. All that just
like
gets locked. You're 99%. Anyway, I facilitate, and I get... That's okay. I don't want to win it this way.
You mean after campaigning?
Dude, every email I'm like, oh, it's it. It's not. I'm just like,
dude, you get like a $25 gift certificate.
It's not about the prize. It's the recognition.
You get more than that.
Oh, Evan, dude. Well, now I might be a little more mad. Anyway, enough about me.
Chris A. on the YouTube chat. You're exactly right. Goo is serious. And that's the funniest part. I do think you are serious. No, you are.
Like we used to prep in the kitchen and I greet everybody. You go, you should work at the mall.
Yeah, go ahead and eat Walmart. Stay out front in Walmart.
I am kind of curious how this goes down, though. Like, are there nominees
like I'm
kind of
talking to you and Steiny because you're with me every day.
I've nominated people.
Who?
You got to be joking.
You're not kidding.
Not on this show.
No, not on this show.
What?
You're the problem. That hurts more. Now I'm really upset. Have you really took time to nominate somebody?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Have you?
No, I've been hurt and mad, so I haven't.
I got you.
It would be Evan.
I've nominated you two, but...
I've nominated Sarah and Vinny.
Are you kidding
me? They're incredible.
You never talk to them.
It's not a performance award. They're incredible. We know that.
I've been talking to Sarah more and more.
No. She's cool. She said your first name last week, and now you think they're your best friend.
Look at him.
See? She
You're plummeticking.
She finally learned my name, and I nominated her for Employee of the Month.
Well, she learned my name, too, but that doesn't mean she deserves a sticker.
Yeah. You guys politicking like that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, what about my wish list, real quick?
Well, hold on a second. Right. Hold on.
I got one that just, I break out in hives.
Okay. So, Goo's got this, is it a bit? Is it a shtick? How would you call this?
We'll call it a bit.
Okay. So, I'm hoping I'm going to lead in perfect.
All right.
Now, back in the day in Philadelphia, there was a great columnist who, unfortunately, outside of work, got into some problems. His name was Bill Conlon.
Never heard of him.
He was a great writer.
Wow.
Go Google him. It got ugly.
So Dr. J era. Jaworski. Yeah,
for sure.
All right.
And he used to have a column, When I'm King of the World.
That's dope.
And he would have about five. And, you know, he'd say, When I'm King of the World, the Golden State Warriors will lower ticket prices or something like that. You know?
Why? That's sick.
So I believe that's what you are thinking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
now you take it from here.
And seriously, Evan, I had these thoughts coming in. I didn't share with you last week when we played Barry Bonds and Dwayne Kuiper, the sound of Barry just going through his at-bat with Gagne. It did something to me. And this is what I wish I had the power to do for the San Francisco Giants organization. You guys just be honest and tell me what you think. I would love to see Barry Bonds be the Giants manager.
I mean, just
chew on that for, and just, I'll go to Evan first. It's not about him saying he wants to.
Everybody's embarrassed for you right now. Look at Rizzuto.
I can't see him.
He's got his head buried in his hand.
Rizzuto, that's my dude. No, seriously, Barry Bonds, that would just, you don't think he wants to manage but not go through the whole crap that, man, I got to pay my dues? But I just believe a guy like that, the way he broke down the science of what he does, Evan, I believe that's the stuff that we omit when we judge managers. So I thought, would they lose 100 games if Barry Bonds was the manager? Your thoughts?
Well, if they had 100 Tyler Fitzgeralds, yeah, they would lose 100 games. But I think Barry Bonds, with all due respect, he's the greatest player that I've seen, is really good at talking about himself.
Wow.
I don't know how great he'd be about talking. By the way, twice a day, which is what managers are required to do, about other people. That's just me.
I can't. I'm trying to think of a worse idea. Will Clark, maybe.
No, that, like, I know. I'm into that.
Well, right. So you like car accidents. You're one of those guys.
No, I like guys calling guys out.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nobody, you know, above that. But I just thought of Barry Bonds if he was the Giants manager.
Have you ever heard about how great players don't make great coaches?
I hate that, but somebody's got to.
But you know what? Let's just. Yeah. So you want a guy to be the manager of the Giants who has no interest in the job, likes to ride his bike every day, hates the media and would have to talk to the media twice a day, and then like work with guys like Casey Schmidt? Yeah, okay.
Okay. But what if he turned that guy, Casey, around? What if he was he's playing good ball, but the best version of himself.
If he walked by Casey Schmidt on Market Street right now, he would not know who Casey Schmidt is.
Well, point Goo for this. Did anybody have Posey being the president on their bingo card?
There is one. There's two somebodies that did. Can I shout them out? And I heard it with my own two ears. I'll never forget the day. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Bonte and Shasky. They did a whole show predicated on, I think Buster could be better. Like, how did they see it? So I got to give them credit for that one. All right. You didn't like that one, you two. All right. My Golden State Warrior one.
Ready? Okay. When I'm king of the world,
Jordan Poole will still be a Golden State Warrior.
That's your one thing?
Yeah. They need him now more than ever. This would be, just think about it. And haters, just stop hating and just think about the best version of Jordan Poole on this team right now. Evan, this would be the season for him.
You know what, Goo?
I appreciate the bet, E.
There's so many other things that we could, like if you were king of the world.
All right, you guys have yours. This is just my list.
I mean, off the top of my head, I would have, Draymond would have been moved instead of Durant.
Damn. All right, but this was
Draymond would have been moved after he punched Poole.
I don't know if this is on the bingo card, but I'd take away Clay's ACL and Achilles.
Oh, see, that's a great one. Yeah, that's
now,
a great
now
one.
I'm getting mad at Evan. If I wanted to do that, I would do all kind of other stuff.
If I was Midas, I would bless his knee.
But imagine
Achilles.
Jordan Poole on this team now.
This would be
the time.
60 wins?
No, it's just about...
Order of the Rings?
It would be perfect. He would never, ever be doing too much because Curry and company would know... Hey, we need you, young fella.
Is Willard in today?
No, he's not.
Okay. You guys...
Oh, wow.
You guys,
he's getting married!
You guys have...
I texted him this morning. Congrats.
You guys have completely blown it. Both of you with Jordan Poole.
You don't like him.
Exactly. Willard thinks he stinks, and he doesn't. And you think he's a star, and he's not. He's a good offensive player.
No.
And he helped the Warriors win a title.
He's what helps us get from San Francisco to Oakland! He's a bridge.
What does that mean?
That when Steph would go out, he could hold it down. Thank you for the five, Evan. He could hold it down. It's not being a star. It's a bridge. The house is not on fire when Curry leaves. He could give us 25 or 30 on a given night. Maybe 35. I've seen it. It's just my what ifs. Don't let me just get through it. And the last one for the 49ers. You guys ready?
Yeah, I know. Dre Greenlaw never gets hurt.
No, it ain't about that. And I go in on this guy, but I really am scared that Kyle Shanahan may never hoist up the Lombardi Trophy. I do wish Kyle would have gotten a Super Bowl ring. He built something. He was the maestro. I hold him accountable for why they didn't beat the dynasty two times. But I'm sitting back like, Evan, if he don't get one, this will be one of the, damn, dude, this is kind of cruel. You should have one.
Yeah, Marv Levy on the phone.
I didn't break. It's not about Marv. It's about Kyle. I'm going to go to Evan first. Evan, your thoughts?
No, that's a really good one. Yeah, Kyle gets one of those. I mean,
dude,
if Garoppolo hits Sanders, I don't know. I feel like that's brought up a lot.
Or if you just kept running the ball, you wouldn't have needed Garoppolo to hit Sanders. You would have won.
If Kyle Williams doesn't,
well, that was on Jim Harbaugh's watch.
Drop a punt,
yeah.
Oh, like in the Shanahan era,
yeah. Kyle's
if Trey Lance panned out.
All right, what are your thoughts, Big Mouth, on this one?
I
he deserves one. I know that sounds crazy.
Okay, if I'm king of the world, like, am I a 49er fan or am I just a guy?
No, you're a Bay Area guy.
You're king of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? I'm king of the world. The Niners are moving back to San Francisco. How about that?
Yeah. No, that's dope.
The Niners should move back to San Francisco.
I ain't mad at you. And I know you guys are like, is this over, Goo? I had a doubleheader for the Giants, and I'm going to say this. I hope my family's not listening, but I'm in love. And I'm in love with the dude that plays on the Dodgers. And I just wish somehow Shohei Ohtani would have chose the Giants over the Dodgers.
I can't stop watching them. Are we doing a real sports talk
Imagine
show?
Imagine if the Giants had Ohtani, though, man. Just think about it. Evan, if Ohtani was on the Giants, there would be no Verlander. Dude,
there'd be no Devers.
You'd have a leadoff hitter that could hit it in the water like he did last Friday night. Parkman looks big then.
He'd probably be hitting 180 with seven home runs. No.
Just think about Ohtani in a Giant uniform. Look at you.
Mike, what if for the Giants?
I don't want to be mean. I'm sorry.
It'd be Lamont Wade keeping that ball fair in game five.
Well,
then they'd beat the Dodgers in 2021.
You don't remember that, Sterny?
I remember Flores check swing.
It was before that, but yeah.
It was a couple batters before.
All right, anyway, we'll end it with yours. What would you do for the Giants?
Am I a fan? I'm a fan. Yeah, bring Bochy back. Just for kicks.
Why did I like that, Evan? Well, I had Barry, but all right.
Just for kicks.
But That doesn't hit the Richter scale like Ohtani in a Giant uniform if they could have sold him. Ohtani.
But.
won the SB Baseball Player of the Year.
But Ohtani never gave us a thought. Like, why would.
Oh, there were times we didn't know.
Like, it's like it's kind of like saying,
Goo.
Boy, if Larry Bird were on this Golden State Warriors team,
I get that.
They'd look a lot better.
But I have an imagination. That's all, guys. I appreciate you listening. Which one did you like best?
The idea of Barry Bonds being a manager is so crazy to me.
I wonder how he would answer that.
You know what? I would tell him, just like I told Dunleavy, I don't see you as a manager,
you
Barry.
Tell him that,
Mike kind of scoffed at that.
No, he snapped back. Why?
Yeah, and you know what? After I explained why, he goes, Listen, these are just regular people. I know they're stars.
Oh,
Dunleavy played me, but they're just regular people. You guys should stop walking up to pro athletes with your tail between your legs. Like, you owe them something. They're just a dude.
Oh, man. You are something else.
Oh, we got a... Let's take the call. Let's go to Warrior. And Warrior said you told him to call in. Hey, hey Warrior. Welcome.
Warrior's in Nacogdoches on my way to clean Texas. But first of all, anyway, it's great to be back. Mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
But Guru said something that, but I do have second and third degree burns on the bottom of my feet, so it makes it hard to get away. I want to say something about Guru's take on Barry Bonds. So first of all, Larry Bird might have been a Warrior if the Warriors didn't enjoy Joe Barry Carroll and Ricky Brown so much, but that's a different story. So, Guru, you talked about Bonds being a manager.
Yeah.
That was your worst take since you said Kuminga had the possibility of being an all-star.
I thought he was about to back me up, but go ahead, Warrior. Wow.
Inkadawa deserved to have his uniform number retired. These are a lot of things if you go through the history. And listen, I like you. We all know that I was your first caller back when I was living in
Philly. I'll never forget it. Yep.
And I just had in Killeen, Texas. Stein, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
But, these are just takes that you have said. Now, I may offend some people, but I won't offend anybody who knows anything. These players are not coming to San Francisco. Big-name free agents are not coming to San Francisco. Now, let's face it, it's a crap city. It used to be one of the most beautiful places in the world. My daughter was born at the Presidio of San Francisco back when I was in the Army. Anyway, I listen to the show a lot, especially now since I won't say I'm bedridden, but I'm wheelchair ridden for at least another week.
We love you. Hey, Warrior, before you leave, hold on. You got to give me some props and an apology. Andre Iguodala had his jersey in the rafters, buddy.
Oh, I understand, but it's like playing the lottery, and I'm supposed to apologize because you picked the right number.
Oh,
it was something that shouldn't have happened.
Oh, boy.
If Joe Lacob isn't soft, that doesn't happen. Anyway,
oh,
I appreciate
right.
the show.
Get better, baby.
Love you guys. Yeah. And the Warrior's always listening when he's not being narcissistic.
That's appreciate
the
it.
Man, the Warrior.
Thank you. That's the Warrior.
Yeah, that happened, Evan. You put one up for the goo.
Yeah, he hit you with a second or third degree burn.
Yeah. Yeah, he hit me last night.
That was the old one, too.
He's been having some hard luck, but he's doing better, Stani.
Good.
Death in the family. And I told him to call, and then he slaps me when he calls. Wow. Go figure.
So I'm looking at this. So the morning show did a bracket.
Uh-oh.
Best Bay Area sports topics of the 21st
century.
We
did that with them hour.
We only did it for like 5 minutes.
You're right, right.
You're working 20 different things at a time.
This is great. What you got?
These are some good ones. I think
I got to believe I know the number one.
I don't know who won or who didn't.
Okay, gotcha.
Did they?
They're not ranked.
Okay.
But they're in a bracket form.
Yeah, I think the idea is, so they're up on Twitter. You can check out the 957 The Game Twitter page. And in the morning show, they have different polls of which one people think is the most, hot debate.
Okay.
And then, obviously, there's, I think, Yeah. 16 of them?
16, yeah.
All right, and I'll say this to that.
I'll tell you what.
All right, go ahead.
Well,
because I got my number one since I've been on the mic here in the Bay Area. That's 12 years.
You know what we can do? We can go through it really quick.
Yeah. Or take our time.
On the other side.
Really quick is never good, Stani. Let's just take our time.
Well, really quick when you're doing a King of the World segment, okay. And when you're talking about stuff like Barry Bonds managing the Giants.
Evan, like my Kyle having a ring.
That's good.
What if he never gets one? It changes everything.
What do you mean it changes? Actually, it changes nothing.
To you. For him.
See, this is where.
Well, you think that he's still going to win one, Stani. So technically it would change stuff.
How so?
Well, because you're under the assumption right now that he'll win a ring.
Because Andy Reid changed. Oh, my God.
If I had a bet, I'd say, yeah, he'll win.
Not even just here. Somewhere else.
Oh, boy.
I don't know now.
Andy Reid did it somewhere else. Anyway, go ahead.
I forgot.
Something about the bracket.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say. You hear about Joel Embiid?
I just told you during the break.
Oh, yeah. Actually, forget about Joel Embiid. I got to do something. I got a lot of stuff to do. All right, here we go. It's time to give away today's prize, $100 gift certificate to the Valkyries merchandise shop and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. I'm going to give you three clues right now. Three clues for an answer is a player. After that, on the next segment, we're going to play the sounder, the blaring horn sounder, and then you call into the contest number. Answer the question correctly. You get a merchandise package from the Valkyries. And also a four-day pass to Aftershock. All right, here we go. Here are the clues to the event. I am a pitcher, and I was an all-star three times in my career, all with the same team, 2009, 2011, and 2012. Number two, I was born in Dothan, Alabama. Number three, according to my baseball reference page, my two nicknames are The Horse and Big Sugar. Big Sugar. Hold your guesses until when it's time to call. Again, the other side of the break, you're going to hear a sounder. And at that point, you call in to the number I'll give you to win a $100 Valkyries gift certificate and a four-day pass to Aftershock. Okay, those are the clues here on 95.7 The Game for your chance to win.
Aftershock, by the way, is located in Sacramento, so it's taking place up north at Discovery Park.
Wow. You know who's telling me all about Aftershock? Was Nahegan. How the hell does he know?
He's locked in.
Do you know what kind of... Is it heavy metal?
It's an eclectic sound.
Different. Well, you know what? Like, I've gone to the New Orleans Jazz Festival, and it's not all jazz.
What?
It's not all jazz. Mm. But it's, you know, it's a lot of jazz performers. All right. Let's see. 12:42. So next segment, your chance to win a prize pack that includes a four-day pass to Aftershock and also a $100 gift certificate to the Valkyrie store. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.